and gentlemen, it's time for the Florida Podman.
Well, I'm back. Are you?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't go anywhere.
No, right, that's right.
I've been sleeping on your sofa for a week and you didn't notice.
I wondered who that was.
Sorry for the snoring.
This is the podcast that we do. What the fuck's it called?
What's it's called
the
Florida Podman.
Yeah, that's right. It's that one. And what we do is we usually, through no fault of our own, record this online. But then last week...
I knocked on Chris's door.
I said, coming in.
Hello.
What do you want? And then we decided to record some stuff. And then because that's still the same situation...
Because I can't go home.
Still here. And we're recording now. So that's it. So what's happened in the last week?
we figured out this is episode 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hope people listened last week because a lot of this shit amble will make sense.
Is that where shambles comes from?
Oh, of course it is.
Shit amble.
I was reading this week about different contractions in words because I'd learned that twerking...
Save this for your list.
Actually, it was going to be, but I couldn't find the right story to go with it. But so I'd found out that twerking was a... It's between the twist and the jerk, right? That's how that, and it was like in the 70s or something like that, or 80s.
Speaking of contractions, podcast.
Yeah, and
so just iPod broadcast. I think that's where that came from, right? So,
yeah. Oh my God, it is that.
There's our tenuous link. So that's what we do. Should we just go into it?
Let's go.
I think if they're here now, yeah. I had this goddamn problem last week. My phone's frozen again.
You mean when you say
you can't scroll?
When you say last week, do you mean
2 weeks ago?
Oh, 2 weeks ago, right.
I had this problem 2 weeks ago.
But do you mean last week?
I don't even know.
Or last...
Listen, I haven't slept in my own bed for a week. I've been sleeping on your fucking sofa. Give me a break, all right? All right. So here we go. The Free Press. This story, in keeping, this is from like within the last week. I'm back to like news stories.
Oh, God, you are, yeah.
Which, what does that mean?
Just reporting the news.
Couldn't be bothered to scroll down in the news feed. There we go. Oh, this is the last episode, I think people are maybe like, kind of like we're some sort of weird proctologist that we're obsessed with colons. We always point them out.
We've become obsessed because they were there. Introduced themselves.
So yeah. So we've had the always headline, colon, cops, colon, report. Then we started flipping it on its head.
Yeah.
Sheriff's department, colon.
But yeah.
Here's one. Watch, colon. Which infers that my story is mainly a video, but I'm not going to play the video. Watch. Just a watch. So you can watch along at home. And look at the guy's mugshot. He's got his eyes closed. He looks sad. And he's just got blood running out from like under an eyelid. So he's been done over by the cops a little bit.
Show me.
Yes. I could try blowing up, but my phone will probably freeze again.
Don't spoil anything.
He's like the dad from Home Alone who's just been like basically had a fight with a lawnmower and it's just cut his face up a little bit. And he's just looking a little bit mildly like just sad. Okay, watch. Florida man fell asleep while drinking beer. Patron.
What?
The drink, tequila. It says, it says beer, comma, patron. So I was like, what does that mean? And then I figured it's patron. Florida man fell asleep while drinking beer and Patron during standoff with deputies. Now, this is the same guy we had, the same journalist we had 2 weeks ago, Grissom.
Just tell me what his...
Patron's a brand of tequila, I believe.
Right, so he... Just go through the headline again.
But my phone's frozen. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go back to my... Florida man fell asleep while drinking beer and Patron during standoff with deputies.
So is he
during's the key part of this story.
The adrenaline's just not kicked in at all, has it?
That's why I chose this one. I think otherwise it's just a normal.
That's why I asked you to read it back, because I thought I've missed some of it.
The during is
the during.
That's the key. That's the key to all of this. So James Allen Curry is our little Florida man today. Was arrested on Tuesday after a standoff with deputies where he was drinking beer and falling asleep. Collier County Sheriff's Office notified Charlotte County deputies that a criminal suspect identified as 51-year-old James Allen Curry wanted for several charges to include armed burglary, theft of a firearm, and grand theft was in Punta Gorda. Gorda means fat, doesn't it? Fat Bridge? Is that Punta Gorda? It is now.
Yeah.
So deputies utilized... This is... I don't know what this is, but we can have answers on a postcard here. Deputies utilized investigative technology. So that's binoculars?
Yeah, that is binoculars and a notepad.
To locate the suspect driving on US 41, which is the highway, and trucker's grade, which must be the crossroad. Once the deputy made visual confirmation, so he's got his binoculars, right. Yep, that's him. This is just far too, this is Jake Grissom here, whatever the guy's name is. He's trying to turn this into an action movie, which I think he did last time.
Yes.
Trying to action movie this shit up.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, investigative technology and visual confirmation is better than using binoculars to see a dude. So yeah, once the deputies made visual confirmation of the driver, a felony traffic stop was attempted. Attempted? Not
attempted. No.
Yeah. On a,
do you think it's just a guy going, stop.
Exactly. This was in a parking lot. So investigators say that Curry, our little guy here, pulled into the parking lot, then made an evasive maneuver around a fence post, continued driving south on Harold Court, and was eventually cornered in the parking lot of West Marion Avenue. We're on word count now. This is what this is.
Yeah, yeah.
Curry was given verbal commands to show his hands. No, he was told.
Curry was told.
To show his hands and exit the vehicle, to which he ignored. As the deputy held Curry at gunpoint waiting for backup, Curry was observed chugging from a Patron silver bottle and a Bud Light can.
Here we go.
He's got the guns on him.
Yeah.
Don't move, motherfucker.
So hang on. Yeah.
Drink.
Glug, glug, glug.
Ah, this is nice. A rapport was built with Curry. However, he still refused to exit the vehicle and began falling asleep while speaking to deputies.
What's your favorite film? So there we go. So they're trying to negotiate with him.
They're talking to get out of the car, and he's just like so disengaged. He's just falling asleep during this whole thing, which is probably the last,
What does that say about, because I mean that's sort of like, you must be the person who's doing this must be going, he must be taking it personally, like, oh shit, am I
that boring?
I'm gonna say, but everybody else is going, hey, well done, you kind of calmed him down and stuff.
Exactly.
But he's kind of going drunk. Shit, I just think I bored him to death.
So just to wrap this up, after a while, our guy woke up, started the vehicle, and drove about 30 feet towards the parking lot exit before coming to a complete stop after running over a stop stick.
Stop stick?
That's a piece of wood with nails in it, I think, is what that is.
Oh, we call them stingers. The UK.
I like that better than stop stick.
Yeah, stop stick.
Stop. Curry was given multiple commands to exit the vehicle. Eventually, a taser was deployed, so now he's fully awake and tased by members of SWAT. He was taken into custody and faces many, many charges. Went to hospital, blah, blah, blah. So he had 4 loaded firearms, a rifle, 3 handguns. Basically, the senior police officer says that he's incredibly impressed with the professionalism, courage, tact, and teamwork my deputies and PGPD officers showed during this standoff. Now, a standoff? I mean, the guy's fallen asleep. Oh, we got a bullet-pointed list. I haven't read one of these in a while. Curry is facing the following charges, and they're in bullet points.
Excellent.
Operating a motor vehicle with a suspended, revoked driver's license. Fail to register motor vehicle. Fleeing to elude. It's pretty... Why else would you flee?
Fleeing
to elude.
Yeah.
Just fleeing.
Yeah. Illusion is the...
Even the cops are on word count now. Possession of a firearm by a convicted felon times 4. Possession of ammunition by a convicted felon times 4. DUI influence of alcohol or drugs.
Times 4?
Just times 1.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He basically a very, very bad boy. That's it. That's my story. Guy got in all sorts of bother with the police and fell asleep while it was all going down.
Love it.
Alcohol.
Absolutely love it.
That's very Florida man, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's perfect Florida man.
That's what you want.
I've just had to take a screenshot of my story because I didn't want this image to disappear. It hasn't. It's still on. But you know, we were talking about how the advert that pops up on the news. This is the best advert I've ever seen. It's for they're an electrical services company. Okay. I'm just going to read out what they're called and their strap line in one go, right? Mr. Sparky, no malarkey. And then call 0800 Sparky, whatever.
Perfect.
Isn't that wonderful? So another advert on the page is Tree Care.
We care.
No jokes. It's
Mr. Plumbing, we're a coming.
Actually, they've got another part to this, which is just popped up. Tree care near power lines is dangerous. That was the
same. I don't like that as much as a strap line.
No malarkey would have been better. Hey. Right. Okay. So here we go. My guy is no colons. Oh. I think he
surgically
had a colon
removed.
This is just the story doesn't have one. Right. Date goes wrong after Fort Myers man threatens woman with a gun. Oh. Yeah, that's definitely gone wrong, hasn't it?
And yeah, we've all been there.
Now, I'll concede, this is one of those that I got the headline and I was like, I don't need to read anymore. This is straight in with this one. So the list is pretty good as well, actually. Ooh. I enjoyed this one.
Nice.
Okay, Lee County, Fort Myers, Florida. There's a guy arrested for allegedly aiming an airsoft pistol. So it's not as bad as we initially thought. They're still going to cause some damage. I mean, let me try and put an age on this. I must have been between the age of 11 and 14. And I got they're pellet gun things. Yeah. It's like an air rifle. And I shot it at a Coke bottle, an empty Coke bottle, thinking it would go through, but they're not that powerful. This thing rebound and I heard it whistle past
my
head. I was about to shoot my eye out. So that didn't happen, but I've sort of like realized at that point that was the most stupidest thing that I could have. And I don't know why I thought it was going to go through it, and then I was really happy that I just hit it. Yes. And in my celebration, heard it whistling past. I was like, what happened there? Anyway.
Shortest celebration ever.
I wasn't on a date. So here we go. So he arrested for allegedly aiming an airsoft pistol on a date when he thought the woman took pictures of his belongings.
Oh, like literally, belongings or stuff.
According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, the victim said she met, here we go, Britton Bochensky.
Go fuck yourself.
Britton Bochensky.
How are we spelling Britton? B-R-I-T-T-E-N or something like that?
B-R-I-T-O-N.
Oh,
Britton.
Like an actual somebody from Britain.
And then Bochensky is not, it doesn't look as Russian as it sounds. Okay. It's a B-O-C-H-E-N-S-K-I. Maybe it's Canadian. I don't know.
Why not? Somebody has to be.
They met on a social media site. The two talked for about 2 days before they went on a date at Cheddar's restaurant.
That's amazing. Just cheese.
No, is there a, have you ever been to Cheddar's restaurant?
No, the Pepsi is just cheese, but it's just
that's right. They're supposed to say, can I have a Coke? And they say, is cheddar all right? Yeah. A woman told deputies that she was invited to Bochensky's home in Fort Myers and followed him to his bedroom. After engaging in consensual activity, like snakes and ladders, the woman was tired. She went to the living room to watch TV and eat leftovers.
Cheese. Handfuls of pocket cheese. His jeans are on the floor in the bedroom. She's just rifled through, got some pocket cheese.
To eat leftovers. This is brilliant. Now, this was the LCSO. So that is the Lee County Sheriff's Office.
Sounds good.
There we go. Right. The woman told police that as she just got comfortable and the TV began to play. What's that?
Like my microphone began to play in the last episode.
Yeah. Baczynski came out of the bedroom. He asked the woman if she'd like to watch it, see. Oh, sorry. I missed out some words there. He asked the woman if she'd like to see his watch collection.
Oh, okay.
She said, after the affairs in the bedroom, what did she have to lose? What is this?
Is this some sort of weird romance novel? No.
Baczynski came back with a glass box filled with watches. The woman told LCSO that she pulled out her phone and used it as a flashlight to see the watches because it was dark. But then he got upset. He says, don't take pictures of my shit.
Okay, fair enough. That's a natural. That's an absolutely natural reaction.
Normal reaction. The woman said she tried to explain that she was using her phone as a flashlight, not to take photos. She said he just stormed off into his bedroom, came back with a gun. According to the report, he began to wave it at her and saying,
stop eating my cheese.
If you want to, you if you want to take a picture of something, take a picture of this. It could still be quite sexy, couldn't it? With his cheese string, treat cheese around his neck. She rushed to get her clothes on. So she's nude, looking at watches. He's doing this, presumably nude as well. This is a whole new image I'm getting, right? Then she said that they continued to argue that she was taking photographs. She grabbed a phone and purse and then drove to the closest location to call 911. She had a phone on her.
Yeah, I was going to say, drove back to Cheddar's.
Anyway, for dessert. Well, I presume she means somewhere where she could actually make the call. Oh, okay. So then they got to his house, searched his home, found the items, including the case of watches and the leftovers. Yeah, this checks out.
The story checks out 100%.
And a gun under the mattress in the master bed. I don't think Baczynski has a master bedroom.
Well, if you only have one bedroom, it could still be technically
the master bedroom. Yeah. Baczynski was arrested and charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. So,
perfect.
What could be my extra content?
Does he have an album of hymns or something like that you're just going to play for us? That would be a good extra content.
I've got extra content, and here I'll only do a few because that was a longer story than I thought it was going to be. But a long time ago, my sister told me she was on a date. She was meeting a guy for the first time. I think she told me this before there was social media. I think they'd been set up maybe. And she was at the bar. She got there early and she thought what she would do is she'd be like a cool woman. She won't like let him pay for stuff. Mm-hmm. She would just, when he gets there, she'll just go straight in with her, what can I get you? What can I get you to drink? She said, what can I get you to drink? He said, lager. She said, Stella. He said, best not. I get a bit violent after Stella. That's the first sentence, the first date. So this is a list of things that went bad on a first date. I'll only read just a couple of here. For our first date, I went to his place to watch a movie, and as we were making out, he reached over and gave me a wedgie. Not once, but three times. I left before the movie was over. What's this say? This is the same woman. She says, on a different first date, the guy and I were in a restaurant. The conversation was going well until he said, yeah, I don't really believe in happiness. It just seems all fake to me. Which is like, I mean, that's
a poor lady.
Yeah, yeah. I went to meet a guy for the first time at his house. There was a pile of toenail clippings on his coffee table. It wasn't, I like this, it wasn't one recent clipping. It was like many clippings. Out the door I went.
Unless he's got 40 toes.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I was done with the date when she said she needed to take a wee. As I walked back down an alley to the next bar, she pulled her jeans down, took a shit. And then searched in the bin and wiped with a sheet of newspaper. I was totally infatuated with her after working with her for a few months, and in 30 seconds it disappeared fast.
She'd be good on Survivor, one of those shows.
Yeah. She's good. I love this one. The girl kept farting the entire time we were playing mini golf. Not stinky ones, more vocal. I mean, you can't do vocal ones.
Sonorous.
Yeah. I didn't think of it at first, but I noticed she was using the putter as a cane and tapping it hard on the ground whenever she farted. Weird way to cover it up. The taps were like half a second. And the farts were like 3 seconds. The date ended after the game.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, there we go. So what you would find is, and this is not going to be a surprise, but you could just type in weird first date and somebody's going to have a better story than I've just told. But those were ones that I thought
those were good. Yeah. Those were good.
Apart from the one that I'm going to edit out, which you won't know about.
They will never know. Neither will I.
Right. So I've done. That was episode 8 done.
You have fulfilled the brief.
I did, didn't I? Yeah. Yes. I'm happy with that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
We're tick episode 8 off, yeah?
Yeah, we're getting into the old home stretch, as they say.
Is that what they say? That's what they say.
They do. Somebody does.
I bet somebody's doing it. There's 7 billion people in the world. Somebody's... One of them's just said it. Oh, you.
Just me. Come on, somebody else out there. Home stretch.
Right, excellent. Music's playing.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, you got it.
Got it. Okay. All right. See you for number 9 next week, kids. Bye. 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 Bye.